we want to replicate the cocaine. You know, it sounds like you have a low grade infection, maybe a sinus infection.
Yeah.
Kind of fever.
Yeah.
You know, it'll be coughing a whole lot.
Not yet. But sometimes, not all, sometimes it goes, starts here and then it goes down. And that's why I don't want to go in my lungs. That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah. Well, I was going to give you a Z-Pack.
Okay. No, that's okay. Z-Pack might work. I think Z-Pack will be good.
Sometimes, well, we have.
Is there a way I can get a few Tramadol? Because I'm almost out. And it's helping me with pain. Can you do that? A few?
What kind of pain do you have?
Like I said, my throat was on fire. It's my stress. It's really hurting. And malaise. Just malaise and energy and not feeling good.
Well, I'm going to get Tramadol for that.
Okay.
If you give it a shot, that would maybe help clear up the throat a little faster. And you know, people come in and want a steroid shot and a body shot. And you give them a Z-Pack and some steroid dose pack. That works out pretty fast.
All right.
Have you done that?
Maybe I should. I don't know. If I should get, what kind of shot would you recommend I get?
Okay. Cephalosporin.
Yeah.
So simply get the penicillin shot. And then also they give you like it's dexamethasone, which is a steroid.
Yeah.
And then the steroid with the Z-Pack. That should give you the best.
Okay, that's what we'll do.
As far as pain, I would just take that.
Yeah,
Ideal time,
okay.
And you can get them together.
Yeah, that's
fine.
That's
fine.
We'll do that.
Does that sound okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, the shot and the pills work really well.
Okay, we'll do that. I just want to get, I've got so much to do, and I can't be lethargic, so if that'll get me back, then that's all I need.
Yeah, that's okay to get better.
Okay.
A lot of people still want the shots, but in this case, it might help you.
Yeah.
If everything's okay.
Okay.
You got to get back to work, or?
Yeah, I mean, I've got a lot to do, and I've got to go. I'm on loan with everything, grocery shopping, and I can't.
Not so good.
I can't be sick when she's sick. Yeah. Only one other person can be sick at a time.
Okay.
And it's on her, not me.
Well, you sure got it.
Well, they have a prescription in front when we go out.
Yes, ma'am. We go.
Okay.
So they have to give her a shot.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Anything
at home, too? Yeah, and you heard that. The second,
you doing?
To be doing this. It's
structure violation, and it really does. I thought the brief that was done by Paul Clements when he says in the brief, like, listen, you can't dictate what we're doing here, and usually discovery would be required to find out why this is happening, but you are just saying the order that can help us ensure retaliate and can punish the attacker. That is so blatantly unconstitutional in the state. Actually, we shouldn't say for our viewers that Paul Clement is a very prominent appellate lawyer. He's the former Solicitor General under Republican administration, and he is representing one of the law firms that has stood up to these orders. You were involved in a case where you were fighting the Trump administration over student deportations, and you argued, it's actually quite unusual or unorthodox argument, that there is a right of American citizens here to use perspective of foreign national programs in the academic environment. And so these deportations are actually a violation of the rights of American citizens. Why did you choose this argument?
Well, so first of all, we do argue that the deportation of the arrests and deportation of students are a violation of their rights. We make the argument that the government doesn't have the authority under the First Amendment, or the First Amendment restricts it from arresting and deporting people on the basis of viewpoints that the government doesn't like. But we also argue, as you say, that these arrests have implications for American citizens as well. And the plaintiffs in our suit are associations of university professors who assert that their American members are injured by the arrest and deportation of the students. And the complaint actually describes what the professors call a climate of fear and repression on campuses across the country, with non-citizens stepping back from political advocacy, not going to class or not participating in political conversations, not being willing to share political speech online or even in private text, and really a lot of foreign citizens, faculty and students alike, are terrified that ICE agents are going to show up at their door tomorrow because they participated in activity that is protected by the First Amendment.
Right.
So it's really quite a dire situation. I don't think there's any precedent for it in recent American history. It's the kind of thing that you would expect to see in the most repressive regimes, in Egypt or in Turkey, people being picked up, put behind bars on the basis of lawful political speech.
Well, hopefully we can get some of this sorted out in the courts. Again, thank you so much for these terrific insights and for bringing us up to speed. That's Christy Greenberg and Jamil Jaffer. Coming up, how Trump officials are running out of excuses for that group chat security debacle.
Okay, we remember the deal. We're going to read from Verizon, $25 each.
And iPhone 16 Pro.
We all get one. It's on them. Going in. Hi, we're here to go.
Wait, $25 in line?
Yeah, and
iPhone 16 Pro, one for each of you.
Yeah, but it's
on us. We got it.
Right now, every family gets our best price. $25 in line and iPhone 16 Pro without Bluetooth. Get four on us. Only on Verizon. That was actually easier than we thought.
At this very moment, children at St. Jude are fighting to survive. With a gift right now, you can join the battle to save lives.
Without St. Jude, I don't know where we would be.
They have given children with cancer to find function, the chance.
She has neuroblastoma, and it has spread to her liver. Try to enjoy every minute with her because I do not know where would be my last moment with her.
When you support St. Jude and give $19 a month, you can help make cures possible for kids with cancer. St. Jude provides customized care for some of the world's biggest children. Please call, go online, or scan the QR code right now. Together, we can save more lives.
Just that feeling that was like so hard on your heart that you can live every day now. It's like a gift.
For just $19 a month, you can make a difference. Please, become a St. Jude partner and vote right now.
I donate. It's more than I'm getting from you. It's more than I'm getting. They have done so much for me. And that's for you.
join with your credit or debit card for only $19 a month. And we'll send you the Thank You t-shirt you can proudly wear to show your support.
All these children deserve to live, and I would love for it to be the day where no other family has to fear losing their child to cancer. You've given us hope.
Please, don't wait until the last moment. Make your donation now to help St. Jude save lives.
Did you know taking Dipol at night relieves allergies while you sleep? So you wake refreshed for a more productive day. Get 24-hour continuous relief that does not fade. Be wise all, take Dipol at night.
If you want better home internet that's built for rural America, meet the next generation of T-Mobile.
Hi. Now to the new conference.
The yes, Usenet is Jupiter powered with faster speeds than ever before and unlimited data.
Now I can stream up anything I can dream of.
Now you can do it all. Connect, stream, and play. Call today to get free professional installation and exclusive offers. Call 1-800-914-5407.
Did you know that thousands of authors across the country have written books and published them with Page Publishing? If you've written a book, Page Publishing can help you through the process. We cut through the confusion.